We're going to begin our topic for tonight. Tonight is the first time we've done this show in 8 months, I believe. It's the last time I did the show would have to be sometime in October of 2011. And then we tried to do it in India, and the internet connections were so poor. And depending what where I was in India, what room I was staying in, one internet connection that I had would work and another one wouldn't. And plus, I would have to do this show at 5 in the morning. I'd have to start getting ready at 5, and I really wanted to chant. I was reluctant to do it, and there were so many good excuses, so I didn't do it. But here we are tonight, and I will be challenged to do this again. Next week, we'll have to do it earlier, because I'm flying to Israel next Tuesday night at 11 o'clock, and we have to leave about 8 or so. So we'll figure that out, and we'll let you know. We'll probably start a little earlier, which will be good for the Europeans, not good for the Indians, unless they like getting up early. So tonight we are going to talk about a topic that came up twice in the last days I was in India. I was was at a devotee's home. We had dinner. It was the night before I was leaving. Yeah, it was the last night in India. And he said, it seems that there are a lot of devotees that are very dedicated to spreading Krishna consciousness, but they do it at the cost of their families, and their family life is disrupted. So we were discussing that. And then right before I left India, I was met in Delhi by another couple who brought me enough prasadam to feed an army. Well, I actually had an army traveling back. There were 6 of us traveling back. And they were saying the same thing. So then I thought, well, let's talk about that because it seems relevant. And I realized that what the problem is that we, in order to succeed, sometimes we cause a failure in another part of our lives, and sometimes it goes by us in such a way that we think, well, that's fine. I failed in one way, but the cost of failing, the benefit of failing was very great because I succeeded in another area, which in general is not a good principle. There may be exceptions, time, place exceptions, but in general, that's not good. And I will tell you a funny story. This is very funny, and when I first heard this, I didn't feel good when I heard this. There was one sannyasi who came to Los Angeles when I used to live there. This was probably 25, 30 years ago, when some of you were in different bodies. So he said, he was very, very enthusiastic, and he said, we should do whatever is necessary to spread Krishna consciousness, even if we have to fall into Maya. I thought, wait a minute. If you fall into Maya, how can you spread Krishna consciousness? So it was a sentiment that he had, that you would put yourself out on a limb. You would do anything to give somebody Krishna consciousness. And I, when he said that, it just made me feel awkward, because I thought, well, that's not right. It's the other way around. That if you're Krishna conscious, then if you're a balanced person, that emanates from you. And, you know, if you're so out of balance that you would fall into Maya to give another person Krishna consciousness, then you're mixed up. And what can you give them if you're in Maya? So it was a sentiment, but it was. I would say, okay, it's a good sentiment. He meant that, you know, you would sacrifice. Sometimes you would sacrifice yourself or take a risk to give someone Krishna consciousness. But interesting letter Prabhupada wrote. He said that the highest service is to save other people. But that he said beyond that, even a higher service is to save yourself. Because obviously, how can you save anybody if you cannot save yourself? And if we ourselves are not taking care of our lives, if we're not doing well in one aspect of our life, then it also sets a bad example for other people, doesn't it? Okay, my screen, it just froze. Okay, I guess for you it did. All right, we're okay. So it sets a bad example. Anyway, the example that I mentioned we were talking about in India was this example of people very dedicated to spreading Krishna consciousness, and then another aspect of their life, particularly in this case, household life or family life, was totally neglected. So you have this very very successful, so-called successful person spreading Krishna consciousness, who as a result has a very unhappy family. Still frozen and no audio. What about now? It's back. Yeah, it's. It must be my internet connection here. It's going in and out. So now even I experienced audio video freeze. Okay. So anyway, let's go back. So, all right. Okay, it's back. Is it okay, everybody? So anyway, we were talking about people who could be extremely successful. Now it's gone again. That means the freeze is gone? That means we're good. It looks good from my perspective. I just need to know if it's good for you. It's funny how, you know, when I do this every week, it works, but if I don't, you ever do something, you know, week after week, and it works smooth, and you don't do it for a few months, and then you set everything up the same way, and it doesn't work. Weird, isn't it? Weird how things work in this world. Okay, so, anyway, not getting very far here, are we? So, are we good now? Let me know. It looks like it's freezing for me. I think what we need to do is I need to reboot my computer with your permission. I can't even chat. Yeah, it's really slowing down. So, it's working again. All right. I thought it wasn't. According to me, all right, just let me know, because I can't really tell anymore. Anyway, if it's not working, okay, it's fine. Okay, so, Roma, now that we have your attention, just like Roma, she's going to school, and she's taking her exams, and she is so attached to Krishna and serving Krishna that it's making it very difficult for her to study. And this is such an important point. So often we find, especially, I don't want to say especially with younger devotees, but sometimes it's often with younger devotees or when we are getting more into Krishna consciousness, maybe not even a younger devotee, but we're getting more into Krishna consciousness, we get this taste. And when we get this taste, often what happens is we don't want to, or we lose our taste for things we're doing, like working or going to school or doing a lot of mundane things like taking out the garbage or whatever. There's something that is good about that, and there's something that's bad about it. I think with the video, it's kind of going off and on. So Greg says he's not seeing it now. Udi, what about you? Okay, I'll ask the question again. How are we doing with the video, because this is getting quite distracting. Is it like going on and then going off? Going on and going off? Because if it is, I'm going to reboot my computer. I think that's the problem. Okay. I'm going to reboot my computer because I think I'll solve the problem if I reboot it, and then I can get my voice back also. So everyone, wait a few minutes, and I will be back. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama.